Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The pandemic-shortened season of the Red Sox is underway. In Game 1 last night, the Sox beat the Baltimore Orioles 13-2. The series at Fenway Park resumes this afternoon. Longtime Boston sports columnist Steve Buckley, who's with The Athletic, joins us. Good morning, Steve, and welcome to WBUR's Weekend Edition.
Happy day after opening night.
Well, you know, I think like a lot of fans, I'm conditioned to feel joy as soon as I start watching baseball. But, you know, in this altered landscape, for me, some of that familiar happiness was there, but it was mixed with detachment and also dread. And I wonder, because you've witnessed a lot of opening days, Steve, not with the teams playing in empty ballparks, though. What struck you as you watched the game?
What struck me was that the baseball was pretty good, at least from the Red Sox. I watched parts of three or four games last night, and I agree with everything you said. The part about the dread, the fact that there are no fans there, it's different, and that's in big granite, all capital letters. I get all that. But if in terms of the way you posed the question, and what struck me was that I was surprised by the determination, by the hustle, that the players weren't going through the motions, and that was pretty good baseball.
How do you think the Red Sox are doing overall in adjusting to playing during the pandemic?
Well, we only have one game, and it's against what will inarguably be the worst team in baseball this year. The Orioles are really bad. The Red Sox don't have pitching, but they have a really potent offense, and they're going to score a lot of runs, as was evidenced last night. But at the end of the day, when they begin, now we're going to get a big test next week. They play a whole bunch of games in a row, four in a row against the New York Mets. They have an outstanding pitching staff with, you know, Steven Matz and Jake DeGrom and Syndergaard and those guys. And, of course, the Yankees are a powerhouse. So we may see them get their comeuppance against with their bad pitching against teams with good pitching.
Now, yesterday did mark the Sox's first regular season game since outfielder Mookie Betts and pitcher David Price were traded to the Dodgers. Also, of course, manager Alex Cora had been let go for his role in an illegal system of sign stealing when he was with the Astros. So how does the team look to you now just in terms of who's there?
They're going to miss David Price. He was an enormously talented pitcher. Certainly had his quirks, and he has certainly had his injuries, but you know, he did win the deciding game of the World Series in 2018. The big one is Chris Sale. Not having Chris Sale with the injury, he's out all season. They've lost Rick Porcello, Chris Sale, and David Price, who made a ton of starts to them last year, along with Eduardo Rodriguez, who has COVID-19, and he's sidelined for the time being. So to me, the biggest thing is missing all those pitchers. But from a hot-tugging, like, he's my favorite player, the kids love him, Mookie Betts. I remember I live in one of those neighborhoods where tons and tons and tons of kids do the trick-or-treating. And last year and the year before, I took note when kids wore Red Sox uniforms as Halloween costumes, and I think there were like 15 of them, and 9 of them were wearing Mookie Betts shirts. And I remember telling that to Sam Kennedy, and I said, in terms of selling your product to kids, Mookie Betts does it better than anybody in town. And they made a decision based solely on money, and they traded him rather than sign him to a long-term contract. And I think it's a bad look for them. And I understand the finances, but in terms of the spirit of the ball club and growing the game with kids, I think they made a mistake.
Well, also in terms of the spirit of the ball game and growing the game with kids and actually with everyone, how do you think fans are going to respond to this strange, surreal Red Sox season?
In the early going, I think they're going to be interested because first of all, we're all dying to see sports of any kind, number one. I think there's also a curiosity factor. How is Netson going to cover the games? What can they do? And I wrote a huge piece on it in The Athletic, strictly through the lens of how Netson carries the games. How does it look in terms of, is it normal? How does it look in terms of, oh, my God, I've never seen that before? In the early going, people will watch just to see that for two reasons. Number one, they want to see baseball. And number two, they want to see how it looks. After that, it's put up or shut up. If the Red Sox play well and win some games and they're competitive and there's an expanded playoff format this year, so they might sneak in there, which I don't think they will, I think people will stay with it. But with basketball and hockey starting up soon, and the Bruins and Celtics are pretty good, and then the Patriots around the corner, if the Red Sox aren't winning, people will simply tune them out, as they have in the past. So that they've got that going for them.
Steve, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure, as always.
That's The Athletic's Steve Buckley.